fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th day of February. The prepper tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. It's very important. It's not optional. It's certainly great in normal times and a matter of life and death in hard times. If you have any underlying physical conditions, you need to check with your healthcare professional before you start anything that's really very rigorous. But start slow, work your way up, and just improve your physical fitness. Looks like Professor McCanny is not going to be with us today. He's unavailable, and we look forward to having him back next Wednesday. So we'll have open lines. The call number is 512-248-8252. It's interesting living out here in the country, getting to know the folks and watch these youngsters grow up, youngsters that were in high school. When I moved here, they now have teenage children of their own. Watching them, the ones maybe watching some children succeed, some children have been not so successful. Watch the help and advice given by parents and grandparents to get them on their way. It's really fascinating to see that. But what I've observed is out here, parents and grandparents emphasizing real world skills. You don't see very many of these high school graduates that want to get a degree in art history. No, hardly. No, they go to the tech schools. They become a certified automotive mechanic, a certified diesel mechanic. They take a class in how to become a journeyman carpenter or plumber or electrician. And by the time they're 21, 22 years old, they're making a really good living doing satisfying great work that can be done anywhere in the country and establishing a family and buying a home. One young man I know locally He's the same age as my grandson, 26, 27 years old. He's already bought and sold a couple of homes, doing quite well for himself. He took every course they had at the local technical college for automotive mechanics, diesel mechanics, body work, upholstery work, everything. His grandfather was a very good friend of mine, wanted to make sure that he would always have employment. And he's a fine young man, and he works in my Triumph, by the way. Looks like our next caller is Patrick in Texas. Good morning, Patrick. Patrick, you're on the air.
I always wanted to, I just listened to a police officer, a retired police officer up in Canada, speaking to his people. He said, you know, your job is to defend the people. And there's a time when you should, you know, put your priorities in order. Are you going to obey unlawful orders or protect your people? But to expand on that, you was playing the Green Berets. Now, I really appreciate there are some good people. I've spent, you know, 18 years in the Marine Corps myself. But there's also an ex-Marine, Medal Honor winner, Smedley Butler, wrote the book War is a Racket. He said Al Capone's got nothing on him. He was a gangster on seven continents. We go in there, you know, and I must be little. It's not the people. They are just following orders. I got that. But we got like, you know, it was like Barack Obama told, you know, AFRICOM to turn those planes around. And we know LBJ told the aircraft carrier to, you know, return to base, you know. We know what they do. It's not their fault. But, you know, there's a
President Johnson told what aircraft carrier to return to what base, sir?
It was the USS Liberty, 1967, where they attacked they killed 200 men. How don't you know about that?
Well, USS Liberty? Didn't tell any
Yes, he did.
He didn't tell any aircraft carrier to return to base. He told
somebody
them to stand
down. Somebody was back in the mirror. Well, what same damn thing?
Well, let's get your facts straight, sir.
Well,
they put the military
thing.
On stand down.
Notice the principal is notice the agent. He's working. Nothing happens without the head guy doing it in the military. You know that. Oh,
yes,
anyway,
sir.
It doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I see where you're coming from here. It's open. You talk about Churchill. Playing all these, you know, fire-sized cats. Churchill was run by the Focus Group. He was nothing. Rothschild paid for his financing, he was Stalin's, you know, number one guy. You know, they worked together with the communists, and that's what. And the same thing with FDR. FDR was, you know, he had more communists in his cabinet than Henry Dexter White, Morgenthau. He was completely run by them people. Henry Dexter White, Harry Hopkins, which ran Land Lease. These people were communists, you know, and they ran. And FDR was too, as a matter of fact. He couldn't even get a security clearance because he had a communist in his wife, Eleanor. You know, you want to, you know, paint these people as good people. You need to look at, you know, these presidents that we've had. You know, every one of them is compromised.
Am I painting somebody as good people that I shouldn't be? What's your point,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, you are. Yes,
well, name one.
Churchill.
And because I like his quotes, that means I'm painting him as a good person. I like his quotations.
Yeah. Well, you should put it in perspective of what he's done. There's a lot. All these speeches are usually, you know, they're written by their speech writers. You know, and he personally, he was a homosexual, he was. You have opulent lifestyle, he was completely bought. Everything he had was paid for. He was so far in debt, he was bought. He would not. Everything he touched was a disaster. He was the exchequer. He almost crashed the finances in England, and over and over he would starve people. He was behind all of these things. He was not a good guy by any stretch of the imagination.
Because I like his speech doesn't mean I like the things he did at all.
Okay, it's simple. That's fine.
That's an extrapolation that I do.
If he's telling a lie, that's one thing, and that's what it's war propaganda. You can put it off as like David Irving, who wrote Churchill Paul Craig Roberts says he knows more about World War II history than all the other historians combined. He knew what Churchill was doing. He would not come to the negotiating table. And they deliberately set all these things up. But I'd have to lay all the facts on the ground. But there's no doubt about it. War is a racket. Any war you want to talk about, talk about Vietnam. Talk about the First World War, Second War. Every one of them. The war of weapons of mass destruction never happened. These people, that's what they do. Their war is a racket. They make money off of selling military hardware, and then they go in and Donald Trump says, go in. We should have took the oil. And they do that. They set up their central banks. If you don't have a central bank, that's why they go in there and destroy you. You're messing up with their global finance system. It's a long story, but I just thought, what you're doing here with all this, I understand, these people, the Green Berets are good people. I understand that. And there's a lot of good people, but, it's like the masters, the people you're working for, this global New World Order that obviously is running everything. There's a time, just like the Canadian police, there's a time where you got to say, stop. You're following a bad law here. Edmund Burke says, the worst form of tyranny is a bad law. And, people have rights, and local government official passes gives you an order, don't mean you go out and follow it. I don't know. It's a bad times, man. I don't mean to be jumping on you too much, but Churchill was definitely not a good guy. He was a mad dog, and he's not. It was a bad war, not a good war. And I'll let you go with that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. Well, the speeches given by Churchill. If you're going to study speeches, Churchill's speeches are worth studying. He was a master of the English language. And the things he did, he did things that, World War II was something that didn't need to happen, but it did. The book written by General Smedley Butler, War is a Racket, is an excellent book that I recommend that people read. He spent most of his adult life involved in wars to make profits for American corporations, mostly in South and Central America, by the way. That's where he fought his wars as a U.S. Marine officer. So I can separate the wonderful speeches of Winston Churchill, wonderful inspirational speeches. The speeches that I play, the clips I play, are inspirational. That's why I play them, because they're inspirational. Not to support what Winston Churchill did, not to support who he was as a man, If Winston Churchill published a great chocolate chip cookie recipe, I would publish it. What's it got to do with what the man did? Nothing at all. His speeches were wonderful at the time, and they will stand the test of time as being great inspirational speeches. That's it. That's all they are. Regardless, that was quite a rabbit trail, somewhat worthwhile. Regardless, we can't count on the U.S. military to protect us. We can't. Because of what's been going on for decades with the U.S. military, I don't believe they can defend us anymore without resorting to nuclear weapons, which the nuclear weapons we have are outdated, and we're not even sure how reliable they'll be. Now, my friend Dr. Bill Deagle, he says we have space-based weapons that can counteract the hypersonic missiles. I hope he's right. I don't know. I've never seen any evidence they actually exist. Dr. Deagle says he's aware that they do exist. I hope he's right. In the absence of space-based weapons that can counter the hypersonic missiles, well, I don't see how we can prevail, quite frankly. I really don't. We have a caller on hold here. Looks like we got Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, John. Well, first of all, I want to reply to Patrick. You know, they didn't know when they sent those airplanes off of the aircraft carrier, they didn't know what they were heading to. Because my husband, his ship was in Malta at the time, the Yellowstone. And all of a sudden they took off and they were heading somewhere full ahead, but they didn't tell anybody because he didn't know that that's what they were heading to, the try to save the Liberty. And then they got called off by Johnson.
That's right.
So a lot of people didn't know. So anyway, my husband's on Erasing the Liberty on page 238. This is a picture of his ship and everything. So
all right.
The second topic I wanted to hit with you is last week there was a movie premiere in Waco, Texas, and the movie's called Killer House. And it's the story of Ted Nugent. You know who Ted Nugent is?
He's my neighbor. He has a ranch about a 40-minute drive from me.
Yeah, well, he had built his dream house in Michigan. And what happened was black mold took their whole house. I mean, the story is horrendous what happened to them. The movie, you could go to killerhouse.org. But they had to end up leaving everything. I mean, there was so much black mold, they couldn't. They had to leave clothes, almost everything that they had. So somebody could get him as an interview, one of the RBN hosts, now that they're trying to push this movie. But anyway, it ended up at the very end. Yeah, the house was so bad, they had to bulldoze it. And all the debris had to be taken to a hazardous waste dump.
Well, it's quite a story. Anything else, Laura?
Well, he attributes it to, and I'm hoping this will give people a warning, not enough flashing on houses. They're building these new houses airtight, and there's not enough flashing. Which is the vent that goes under the eaves?
No, it's not. That's not what flashing is.
Oh, what's flashing?
Flashing is sheets of metal that you put on when you put roofs on to prevent the roof from leaking. You were talking about what's underneath. You got the soffit and the fascia, and the soffit is where the vents go.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what he's attributing to, not enough flashing on the house.
Well, that's not right. You can't have too much flashing. That's not right at all. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your home, your generator, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Looks like we got a call on the hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. I'm in Illinois this morning. We're back in Indiana now. Anyway, I wanted to comment on what Patrick said. But before I do, I want to say, you know, Churchill, he was able, like most Brits, he could speak well, he could read well. And in America, we've lost the ability to really listen. We can hear what people are saying, but we can't comprehend. We've lost the ability to comprehend what's being said. So if you listen to Churchill's speeches, yes, they're inspirational if you listen to them naively. But if you understand who and what he was, and in my opinion, was nothing more than a drunk, fearful man that stayed in the basement and came out and spoke and read when he was told to do so. Very good at it. That if you understand his history and who he was, the white man really does speak with a forked tongue. It's like doublespeak. The things that he said are inspirational if you listen to him blindly, if you listen to him closely, if you have ears to hear. he's telling the truth. There's one of the recordings that you play quite often, and I'm going to tell you, I don't mind you having it on, but it bothers me when I hear it because he talks about emerging with our United States victorious, or something to that effect. That leads me to wonder, John, did we win the Revolutionary War? Or are we still subject to the Queen of England? Are we still subject to the crown? Because when the Queen comes, presidents bow, they buy a gift. The people that we broke free from, they walk behind instead of in front of, because they're a dignitary or diplomat or the Queen. I have a problem. And with regards to what was said this morning about the Liberty, I'm in a truck. I knew what the gentleman meant. The aircraft carrier was not recalled, but the planes were. So give a little slack to someone that calls in sometimes that are wound up, that have a right to be angry, that misspeak. And I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm just saying we all have things on our mind. I'd like to get your comments with regards to Churchill. You know, was he a good man?
Well, I like his speeches. His speeches will stand the test of time. I play them for Americans to be inspired, not to be any kind of commentary on Winston Churchill, the man, Winston Churchill's career, or anything about the man, because the words themselves are inspirational across the years and across the decades and across the centuries.
Okay, between the two Johns, the one in a truck and the one sitting behind a desk at a radio station, between you and I, and everyone that's listening, was he a good man?
Was he a good man? I don't know. I can even comment on that. He was a good speaker.
Well, all history, you read history, he was a fearful drunk that stayed out of sight until he was called to do his job, and he did it well. He called his cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, to come help him to fight Hitler. And what the caller said about Roosevelt was absolutely true. More communists in his administration than any other president. He put the Great Seal on the back of the dollar bill announcing the birth of a new world order. Was Delano Roosevelt, was he a good man? Everyone that's listening?
He did his best to destroy our country and become a socialist country. That was his goal. He wanted to be president of the world.
Okay,
if he'd been healthy,
was
man, he
would have
been.
Trying to help Churchill bring in that new thing that Churchill, the one you played, will emerge victorious when the birth of a new whatever, Churchill, and that, basically telling people the new world will emerge. Was Churchill a good man? I'll ask you one more time, and then I'll leave you alone.
I have no comment on Churchill's life. I've really never studied it. I like his speeches, period.
Well, I would suggest that you study Churchill and you might quit playing his speeches because he was not a good man. It'd be me giving the devil airtime. It's not a good thing to do.
Well, I disagree, John.
That's
well, let's
just
disagree
me.
On that. I like his speeches, and
okay.
They're going to keep playing. Okay, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
It looks like Professor McCanny is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Sorry, had a little technical difficulty here.
Understood. Understood. Well, we got about an hour break here in less than 2 minutes, so we got limited time this show. What's hot and heavy on your heart, sir?
Well, what I encourage the players of the Super Bowl to do is to walk out on the field and get all set up and get all ready for the initial kickoff and then sit down and just do a protest and say, we're not going to be your prostitutes anymore. For every political movement, for every product that can pay enough money to be on this show, we're here to play football, not be prostitutes for everybody's game and game plan and woke media and political movement, etc. Because I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. If they sat down, I would watch 3 hours of it.
Okay.
To watch everybody scramble to see what to do. But
hold
I
on, you know, hold I'm, on, Jim. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. Very nice piece of real estate for sale in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, listed at my website. A beautiful home, nice grounds. This home could be in Better Homes and Gardens, in my opinion. You need to check that out. Yes, I do private consultations. Details are at my website. And for all you energy cleaner owners, you might want to check out the Micro Plush Throw. They're soft, they're warm and cozy, and you'll really like them. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is listed on my website at my links page. Jim, you've got a weekly radio show. Let people know how they can listen to live to your archives, please.
Yes, John, every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 22nd year, commercial-free. It also streams on the Internet from WWCR.com, and I understand lately it's hard to listen online because so many people are listening. But anyway, than what I'm talking about now in my show. And by the way, all the archives are on my webpage, which is linked from John's page. But what I'm talking about now, uniquely on my show, I'm not doing political or current events or things like that. I'm doing the history. It's a year-long project, which is the history of my work, with a lot of anecdotes and personal events that happened to me along my journey to get to where we are today.
All right. We have a couple of callers on hold. Our first is from Germany, Alberto in Germany. Good morning, Alberto.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, barely. Take your phone off speakerphone, sir. You kill the speakerphone.
Okay. Is that right right now?
No, sir. Kill the speakerphone.
Speaker? I don't think that I have to open the speaker. Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. I think now it's better.
That's better. Now go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah. So I think we really need to get to the bottom of this. Like how much China has ripped us off. Like I'm Alberto. I'm actually originate from Hong Kong, and I you know just what happened in 2019, and so I fled to Germany. And now I just saw the situation here. It's really appalling. And the situation has been consisting for over almost 1.5 years. That is China's national ban on foreign parcels and major part of the importations for a very stupid reason, which is COVID concern, the Chinese virus concern. So in other words, according to my personal experience, we can ship nothing, literally nothing to China. You sell or do any business on China, you cannot sell anything on the Chinese online shopping platform. Nevertheless, China is free to ship anything and sell anything on Amazon. You know, I'm a Southeast Asian, and I need a humidifier at home, so I order a lot of things such as a humidifier on Amazon. Half of the things that I order on Amazon were actually shipped from Shenzhen, which is a city in China. I eventually returned all of them. I returned all of them and filed a complaint on Amazon about their deliberate lack of information description on the origin of the product. It's not like American factory manufacturing American brand products which simply made in China. It's not like this case. Many things we bought on Amazon are unvetted Chinese product with a Chinese brand on it. So they are shipped from China. It takes like a week to arrive. So you can
Alberto, let Professor speak here. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I just want to interrupt you. You're kind of repeating yourself. That's why I'm interrupting you. Literally, you said 50%. No, it's more like about 95% of everything you buy on Amazon is made in China and in the United States. It's just the way it is today. There's very little manufacturing anywhere in the United States, and people that say they manufacture in the United States are not. They're assembling.
I understand, but that is not the main point here. It's like
you cannot sell into China.
Yeah, but a lot of things that are made in China under American brand or German brand or sort of things. But you cannot export anything to China, and China banned a lot of ports.
That's why we had a president. His name was Donald Trump. He was trying to even the playing field, and they didn't want it because our current president and the ones before him basically sold the country out to China. They basically moved all the manufacturing there. They made it profitable for people to go in, take companies, move them to China, and so that's the way things are today. It's not China's fault. If you were China, you would have welcomed all that business too. But see, let's put this into perspective. China is run by the same World Bank, our Federal Reserve, and our federal government is run by. So this is a way of popping the balloon of the United States, because to bring in the New World Order, you cannot have a powerful country like the United States. So what do? You create a, you go through China to suck the air out of the United States. And that's what was going on until Trump came along and he got short-circuited. So anyway, you're right, but don't blame China. Blame the people that really are the cause of this, and that's the World Bank. That controls the political world in China.
Banning, we cannot ship anything now for 1.5 years.
You missed my point. You missed my point completely. You're trying to point to China. China is run by the World Bank, the same Vatican, Rothschild banking empire, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, that runs the United States. Do you see that? First of all, do you understand that?
So when you say China, don't talk to me about China.
You have to understand.
The whole world is losing sight of China.
You're trying to talk like China is some kind of independent entity that is doing this as China. China is a subjugate of the World Bank. Do you not understand that?
I'm seeing literally China is manipulating a lot of things without people paying any attention.
You're missing my point.
Okay, we'll need to wrap it up here. Alberto, thank you for your call. We weren't getting anywhere in this discussion at all. Let's move on here, Jim. Let's go to Charles in Florida.
How you doing there? I won't stay on too long. There's an article in the Daily Mail in England by Kaya Terry for February 2nd. An 8-year-old boy was tragically died and suffering a cardiac arrest at an indoor soft play center, whatever that is. Emergency services called the boy after found in critical condition, crash bang wallop center at Walsall Road, West Midland, on Tuesday. He's flown to Birmingham Hospital, and where he died by helicopter. He's brought by ambulance helicopter to Birmingham Children's Hospital. But what's interesting about this is the article has an attached sarcastic picture of a nurse Muppet nursing little Elmo. Elmo's first heart attack. The nurse is in her white uniform. She's got her stethoscope out. And so this is what we expect now with the clot shots. Little children are going to be dying now.
What's the connection of this boy to the clot shot? Is there any reference in the story that he got the vaccination?
Yes, there is, that he was vaccinated. Yeah.
Well, the
police don't seem to be concerned at all. And the West Midland police in Birmingham, England, they don't seem to be concerned. Now, this is how they're going to ho-hum, you know. Midland police said the youngster's death is not being treated as suspicious. This is what we're going to get more and more of. The police won't be suspicious, and the parents will be very apologetic.
That's not a police issue. It's really not. It's not in this country or any other country. It's not a police issue.
Oh yeah, except when they pile on you like they do in Australia or Canada, you know.
Well, that's different.
The hell out of you.
That's
different. Yeah. Sure. Okay, just wanted to remind people what's happening. Maybe it's off topic, but.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Charlie.
Thank you.
Well, a lot of people don't understand what the job of the police is, what they can and should do, and what they should not do. But a child dying of a heart attack is not a police issue. It's a medical issue, and potentially a civil lawsuit of the parents if they're allowed to sue, which in this country you're not. A very unfortunate circumstance, isn't it, Jim?
Oh yeah. Well, it's been a long time in the making.
Yep. Yep. I started saying 3 weeks ago, maybe just over 2 weeks ago, that we'll see more people die this calendar year than any year in recorded history, Jim. And we're headed for that right now, aren't we?
Yeah, and it's not being reported. It'll be reported as SIDS or something else, sudden infant death syndrome for young kids. And the parents will walk away not having a clue what happened, because the medical community just is not, they're not with it.
Absolutely. Looks like we had a caller here. We got Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Mr. Moore, and I need to speak up. As I shared with you previously, I believe it was Monday, I called in. And I just discovered this 5 years ago. And by the way, my call to you right now has to do with the truth, the real truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. My great-great-grandfather served in this Civil War, and I found out this country's Civil War, and I found out that out 5 years ago. I happened to have been adopted. So the truth means a whole lot to me, Mr. Moore. You present yourself as being somebody who was in intelligence in the military during Vietnam. By the way, my brother was in Vietnam, like you. My father was in World War II at the end. He was in Italy. He was just old enough to get in, and he went in. 2 days after Pearl Harbor, my grandfather went in. He was just young enough to get in. He was 41 years and 9 months. And my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War for the North. He was drafted in the Civil War, and he served, and he was in the Battle of the Wilderness, which, look it up, it was a fierce damn battle now, 182,000 men. By the way, that's larger than the city where I grew up in, which is Springfield, Missouri. That's a lot of people fighting each other, 120,000 from the North, 62,000 from the South. First day of the battle, he was captured, taken prisoner. He was taken to Andersonville, Georgia. He served 11 months in hell in Andersonville, Georgia, which many historians consider the worst prison of the Civil War. It's 25 acres of open-air prison. No cover.
I've been there. That's the story you told us Monday. What's your point, Mark?
My point is the truth. The truth. If you refer to the propagandists of war, you're promoting the enemy, okay? Flat out. So that now we're talking about the truth of the matter with this medical system, the medical bull crap that they're pushing on us, and it's a weapon. It's a weapon. I think you kind of got that one. But there's other aspects of our history I don't think you've taken the time to look up. And many calls ago when I called in, you acted like you didn't have the... Who has the time to do that? I will tell you who has the time. I carry the burden of my great-great-grandfather for that Civil War. When I was 33, I started having dreams and nightmares about war, and I was wondering... I didn't like the Civil War, by the way, growing up. I didn't like it at all. But I did not know that my great-great-grandfather served in that Civil War, and he was a prisoner of war for 11 months in hell. The truth does matter, Mr. Moore, and I hope that you will support the truth, the real truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, because if you don't, then you're kind of looking like somebody that we don't trust. We might not want to trust, okay? I listen to Republic Radio because it's about the truth. Have you heard the ads that go out and say, you can't handle the truth? Yeah, a few good men. That's what we're looking for, and that's what we need right now. And if you're promoting the enemy... then you're not standing for the truth.
What enemy am I promoting, sir?
I'm tired of it.
What enemy am I promoting?
John, let's cut this off. I don't know where this is going.
Yeah, it's going nowhere. He's repeating what he did Monday.
Burning up a lot of airtime.
Here's what the concern is. I play clips from speeches of Winston Churchill because they're inspirational. And people extrapolate, and they think I support Winston Churchill, his life, his work, his lifestyle. Not at all. The speeches are inspirational, and they will always be inspirational. That's why I play them. It means nothing about supporting the man or who he was or what he did. Not at all. And it's just a simple extrapolation. It has no bearing in truth whatsoever. Let's move on, Jim. What else is on your mind, sir?
Well, when I first came on, I was talking about the stupid bowl. And that's what I call it now, and most other people also. But it's disgusting the level that sports in general have gotten to with politicization, with, being owned. These players are owned. Their lives are owned. What they do is owned. And they're out there to put on a show so that the people who own them, who own the concession and everything else that goes with it, can make money. And so what I'd like to see is a Super Bowl where the players go and let everybody in for free and really play a real game, and not and also no 3-minute breaks every time somebody goes out of bounds for a commercial, and a halftime show that's based on political political agendas, you know.
All right. Well, all professional sports are based on money. The Super Bowl is probably the most egregious example of that out of all of them. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, we're really rapidly running out of time here. I'm not sure we can take any more calls. We've got about 3 minutes. What information you want to put out this week that's most important, sir?
Well, I think the most important thing people can do right now, John, the thing I'm promoting a lot is the whole house water filter. And yeah, I just want to mention that John sells them on his webpage and with a coupon code John, J-O-H-N. So I think this is really important as we head into the future. I think this spring, I'm getting reports that the food shelves are empty up in the northern states. I don't know about where you are, John, but I'm hearing reports that the food shelves are empty. And people have very low selection of what's there. And I heard a report from Ohio that the bread section was completely empty. Now, this sounds like 1950s Russia. What I'm thinking, too, is if they pull the heat for some reason, probably to save the world and green the planet, to stop flow of natural gas, which is the primary source of heat up in the northern states and electricity in the southern states, that we could be in for a springtime like that's when they hit. And in the Holodomor in the Ukraine, of all places, by the way, I don't think I look at international news. The only place they're pumping this Ukraine thing is in the United States, and it's all for ratings. If they say Ukraine, they think that everybody listens. So now that's the news talking point. And there's nothing to it. It's air. And it's being drummed up by the U.S. and the CIA. And what they're doing is they're poking the bear in the eye, trying to get Russia to react. That's what they're doing. So anyway, I think it's disconcerting to know that the supply chain in the springtime, as we head into the far winter and springtime in the United States, the supply chains are slowly being cut off. And back to the idea of a water filter, one of the most important things you need is clean water. So anyway, go to John's page. He has a link there for the MR5 whole house water filter. And we also have the replacement filters for any of the stainless steel water filters that have been built since the year 2000. And I understand that most other suppliers are completely out of stock. And we have a lot in stock, so they're ready to ship. So that's my last statement. Get prepared. And one of the biggest things you need is water filtration.
I agree, absolutely. Well, Jim, thank you, sir. Hope we can be back next Wednesday with a full hour, as we normally do.
We'll certainly try.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, we've got a top of the hour break coming up here. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. Jeff is a bona fide expert in the international communist conspiracy, and that's what we'll be primarily focused on, and taking your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. It's been a lively couple of hours so far. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.